Welcome back. In this lesson, we rebuild an atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 from scratch, but not as some generic cinematic pad. We're going for pirate radio energy, jungle tension, old-school DNB grime, the kind of atmosphere that feels like it was captured off a dodgy DAT tape late at night. And that matters, because in drum and bass, atmosphere is not just background. It's the scene. It gives the drums a world to live in. It can make an intro feel bootleg, make a drop feel bigger, and make a breakdown hit with real emotion without clogging up the low end. So the mindset here is simple. Don't build one static pad. Build a system. We're going to layer hiss, chopped chord fragments, a tonal bed, and some movement effects. Then shape the whole thing so it evolves around the breakbeat instead of fighting it. First thing, load your drum loop or break into the project. Even if it's temporary, get that groove playing first. In DNB, atmosphere should always be built around the drums, not in isolation. Now create a group track and name it Atmos. Inside that group, make four audio tracks, one for hiss and room tone, one for chopped pad or chord material, one for the tonal bed, and one for FX movement. Loop a 2-bar or 4-bar drum section so you can constantly check how the atmosphere sits with the break. And while you're building, keep your headroom sensible. Leave yourself around 6 dB of space on the master so you're not building into a clipped mess. Let's start with the hiss layer. Find a sample that already has noise in it. That could be vinyl crackle, tape hiss, room tone, radio static, or even a tiny section of a noisy break. If you don't have a perfect source, just sample a quiet bit of any audio and turn it into a bed. Put utility first to control gain and keep things tidy. Then add EQ8 and high pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on how thick the noise is. If it's too bright, roll off some top end too, maybe somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz. After that, use auto filter and give it a very slow movement with the LFO. Keep it subtle, something like a really slow sweep, just enough to make the bed feel alive. If you want more grit, add saturator and drive it a few dB, but don't overcook it. This layer should feel like broadcast glue, not a lead sound, not a feature, just something that makes the whole track feel like it's happening in a space. A good teacher-style tip here. Think foreground, midground, and background. The hiss belongs in the background. If it starts demanding attention, it's too loud or too bright. Now we move to the core sampling move, the chopped atmosphere phrase. Find a chord, pad, or sustained sample that has a dark, emotional, or slightly dusty character. A minor chord is great. Suspended chords can also work really well for that uneasy jungle feeling. Drag it into simpler. If you want it to behave like a sample player, use classic mode. Tighten the start and end points so you isolate the most interesting section. If needed, turn warp on, but don't overprocess it. The goal is to preserve some character, not make it polished. Shape the envelope so it feels responsive. A short attack helps avoid clicks, and a moderate release lets it breathe. Then use the filter to soften the top if the sample feels too modern or too sharp. A little resonance can add a vocalish edge, but keep it controlled. Now the fun part. Chop it rhythmically. Program short MIDI notes on offbeats, bar ends, and little pickup moments. Try 1/8 and 1/16 fragments. Leave spaces between the hits. That space is important. In DNB, the breakbeat needs room to speak. A really effective jungle move is to let the atmosphere answer the snare. So instead of firing a chord constantly, place a hit just before the bar change or on the pickup into the next phrase. That creates call and response with the drum loop, which is exactly the kind of movement that gives old-school DNB so much energy. Once you've got a phrase you like, resample it. This is where the pirate radio character really starts to show up, because audio always feels a little more real and imperfect than MIDI. Create a new audio track and record 4 to 8 bars of that chopped atmosphere phrase. You can resample from the atmosphere group or directly from the chord track. After recording, listen back and look for the best bits. You can reverse small sections, slice out the strongest hits, and move them around manually. Use fades to remove clicks. If a mistake sounds cool, keep it. In jungle, broken artifacts are often a feature, not a flaw. On this resampled audio, try light redux for a bit of grain and aliasing. Keep it subtle. You don't want digital mush. You want character. Add auto filter for slow morphing, and maybe a reverb with a short or medium decay. A little pre-delay helps keep the attack clear. High pass the reverb return so it doesn't cloud the low mids. That resampled layer is now more than a sample. It's a texture with history. Next, build the tonal bed. This layer is there to support the harmony without stepping on the sub or the bass line. You can use a single sustained note, a filtered octave, or a resampled interval. It doesn't need to be dramatic. Its job is mood, not melody. Again, use simpler or sampler if you're shaping a note sample. Then EQ it so anything below about 200 to 350 Hz gets out of the way. Keep the main body of this layer in the upper low mids and mids, roughly 300 Hz to 4K Hz. If you want a bit of width, use chorus ensemble gently, but stay restrained. Too much chorus can smear the break and make the mix feel soft. If the layer swells too much, a little compression or even light sidechain from the kick can help keep it under control. This is where the old school vibe really benefits from restraint. Don't fill every space. Leave holes. The snare needs space. The bass needs space. The atmosphere should create pressure around them, not flatten them. Now let's add motion. Atmosphere in D&B feels alive when it changes over time. That doesn't mean constant movement everywhere. It means controlled motion. Think like a pirate radio operator riding the mixer, not like a synth preset showroom. Automate filter cutoff, volume, reverb send, track levels, or even the start point in simpler. If you're using auto filter, try opening the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars so the intro feels like it's lifting into the drop. You can start low and slowly open from around 500 Hz up toward 8K Hz, depending on how much brightness you want. Add a little resonance if you want the sweep to feel more vocal or tense. You can also narrow the atmosphere in the intro to make it feel claustrophobic, then open it wider before the drop. That contrast is powerful. Just be careful not to overwiden everything. Keep the center clear for kick, snare, and sub. A useful rule, if the atmosphere sounds amazing soloed, but disappears or muddies the groove when the drums come back in, it's probably too bright, too wide, or too busy in the wrong frequency range. Now we shape the whole thing to feel more printed, more band limited, more like a real old broadcast. On the Atmos group, try a chain like EQ8, saturator, redux or erosion very lightly, and utility. If needed, add a glue compressor with only a tiny amount of gain reduction to bind the layers together. You can roll off some top end if it feels too modern. You can add a touch of dirt, but keep it controlled. This style wants grit, not full distortion soup. At least one layer should feel mono-ish. That's a really important D&B detail. Put utility on the tonal bed and narrow it if needed. Keep the hiss and the more airy effects wider, but make sure the center remains clean. That's where the drums and bass live. Now let's place it in an arrangement. A strong jungle or old school D&B arrangement might start with 16 bars of filtered hiss, tonal bed, and sparse chopped chord phrases. Then the drums and bass enter, and the atmosphere gets thinner and more rhythmic so the groove can hit harder. Later, maybe around bars 33 to 40, you can create a switch up where the chopped chords become more active and a reverse swell leads into the next section. Then bring the main drop back with reduced atmosphere so the drums feel bigger again. Finish with a DJ-friendly outro that gradually strips the harmony away. That arrangement logic matters. Atmosphere should support the phrasing of the track. It should mark sections, build tension, and then get out of the way when the drums need to dominate. A great transition move is a short reverse chord or reverse hiss swell into a fill. Another is a one-bar tape stop style dip using volume and filter automation, or drop in a single delayed chord hit right before the snare lands. Small moves like that can make the whole thing feel intentional. Now for a few extra coaching points that really help this style. Use your break as the reference, not the atmosphere. If the texture can't survive once the amen or break comes back in, it's probably not balanced correctly. Treat sampling like editing a scene. You're not just making a pad. You're building a sonic environment out of fragments, room, tape, radio, chord tails, little accidents, little imperfections. And be careful in the low-mid zone. Around 250 to 700 Hz, things can get cloudy really fast when you combine reverb, chopped chords, and break material. If the track starts feeling boxed in, cut before you add more. One really strong old-school trick is to resample the atmosphere through the drum bus. Record a pass while the break is playing, then use that bounced audio as another layer. It can make the atmosphere feel like it's in the same room as the drums. Another good move is to create a fake broadcast chain. Narrow EQ, light saturation, and a small room reverb can make a layer feel like it's coming through a cheap speaker or dodgy transmitter. That's very on-brand for pirate radio energy. And if a chop clicks, warps strangely, or sounds a bit broken, don't always fix it. In jungle, broken can be beautiful. So to wrap it up, build atmosphere as layered sample texture, not one big static pad. Keep the low end clear. Resample early. Use simple stock Ableton tools. And arrange it with purpose so it supports the drums and bass, rather than competing with them. Here's your practice challenge. spend 10 to 20 minutes making a 4-bar pirate radio atmosphere loop for a jungle intro. Use one noisy sample and one chord or pad sample. Build a hiss bed, chop the chord into a few short hits, resample the phrase, add one reverse hit and one delayed hit. High pass everything below 200 to 300 Hz, then automate the filter opening over 4 bars. Loop it against a breakbeat and listen to whether it actually feels like the opening of a real track. If it makes you want to drop drums and bass under it immediately, you're on the right path.